Boston NPR hit with layoffs, show cancellations, cites coronavirus economic fallout. By Ashley Oliver on June 17, 2020. National Public Radio's, NPR, Boston affiliate WBUR announced Wednesday it will lay off more than 10% of its staff and drop multiple shows, including NPR's long-running sports radio program Only a Game, as a result of economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. In total, WBUR is cutting 29 employees and, in addition to Only a Game, which is aired across 260 radio stations, is ending its Kind World and Modern Love podcasts. The New York Times, which partners with WBUR on Modern Love, will take over that program in full. WBUR union members expressed frustration with the timing and handling of the layoffs, releasing a statement that they are dismayed that the radio station, owned by Boston University, made the decision while a contract was pending. The statement also revealed that WBUR CEO Margaret Lowe, who took over the 70-year-old radio station 5 months ago, did not consult with union members or directly contact all of the employees losing their jobs, opting instead to relay the news mostly through other managers. In a memo to staff, Lowe said of the hard moment that the station would be foregoing retirement contributions and non-union wage raises, ultimately lowering its annual budget by 13% to $40 million. She cited economic fallout of the past several months as the primary reason for the cost cuts and detailed restructuring plans for WBUR within the memo. In conjunction with the layoffs, Lowe outlined additional expense reductions. Most notably, we are eliminating 7 unfilled positions, cutting travel and marketing costs and canceling various contracted services. I'm taking a 10% salary cut. Stopping production of Only a Game drew particular criticism given its longevity, having launched in 1993, and its fan base built in part by longtime host Bill Littlefield, who retired in 2018. Wall Street Journal sports columnist Jason Gay objected to the move, saying the show deserves to continue. More reactions. Lowe justified terminating the show, which will leave airwaves in September, saying, "Stations weren't saying they were dropping it, but the economics just didn't hold up. We were spending more money than we were making. And when it comes to national programs, they have to be able to return the investment." Lowe said that although she is hopeful, she cannot say for certain whether more layoffs at the station will occur. "One would be not smart to say anything's impossible," the WBUR chief said.